guys, welcome back to another week and another episode of The Christy Jones Show, where we talk about all the things to live your life to the fullest. Really excited about today's episode because it's a subject that I am very passionate about, and that's fitness. Fitness, exercise, moving our bodies. These are all things that we can do to improve our own quality of life. So for today's episode, I have a very special guest. I brought on an expert to talk to us about this exact subject. Today, I'm going to be talking to Redford Jones of Jones Performance. Redford is a certified personal trainer and a pain-free performance specialist that uses functional movement screening and other assessments to customize for his clients' needs. He graduated from the University of Tulsa in 2017 with a bachelor's in exercise and sports science. He also played football at the University of Tulsa as a kicker, and he is the all-time scoring leader at TU. After college, he went on as an NFL free agent, signed with an NFL team, and later played a season in the XFL. Since forming and operating Jones Performance, he has helped and coached hundreds of clients, ranging from the most elite NFL athletes to the weekend warrior. So I cannot wait to hear what he's going to share with us to get this interview started. So let's dive in. Welcome to The Christy Jones Show. This is your go-to podcast for living life to the fullest. I am a life and empowerment coach, speaker, and business owner in multifamily real estate. I am a woman passionate about helping others build a life that they truly desire. We'll talk about how to make the most out of every day, from setting meaningful goals to embracing the present moment. So join us as we explore the depths of living a life that is full of joy, purpose, and satisfaction. Episode of The Christy Jones Show, all the things to live your life to the fullest. And like I said, today we're diving into a topic that I'm really passionate about. And I have brought on an expert guest for us. So I've already done all the formal introductions ahead of time. So welcome, Redford, to the podcast. And thank you so much for coming on today. I really, really appreciate your time.
Well, yeah, of course I'm going to get on here.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure it's not a secret, but I am your son. So.
I didn't really elaborate on that in the formal in the formal introduction, but I was going to come on and say, of course, the most proud I am is that you're my son. So.
Yeah.
But I do really appreciate you taking time out of your day, to come and talk about this because I had mentioned earlier when I did the introduction to this episode that moving our bodies, exercise and fitness, I mean, those are all things that we can each contribute to our quality of life. And it's honestly something that we are each in the driver's seat on. But I find that, you know, a lot of people, especially like those that in my community that reach out to me to ask questions, you know, they get kind of lost in like, you know, what am I supposed to do? And what if I don't like, you know, running? And what if they get so like polarized on maybe a certain aspect of exercise. And so, I just thought it would be really valuable for you to come on, share with us your expertise on movement. I know you're a pain-free performance specialist. I mean, there's just so many things that you've taught me as I've been a client with JP Team and also in the one-on-one coaching that you've done with me that literally has put me in the best shape of my life, honestly, and not have any pain. Like I've not dealt with pain and discomfort and injury and things like that. So, I really know that you can bring a lot of value to the listeners today. So before we jump into all the like really cool stuff of what you do and how you coach and train, can you just share with our listeners a little bit about how you began Jones Performance or, you know, how that evolved for you?
Yeah. So obviously, as you know, growing up playing sports, it's all I did growing up. And because of that, I was in the weight room a lot. And I think it didn't really click on what I wanted to do until probably college. And that's why I ended up studying what I did at University of Tulsa. So I got my exercise and sports science bachelor at University of Tulsa. And then started doing some internships with this Tulsa Fitness Systems, which was in Tulsa. It's more of a, he would hate that I would say this, but more of a F45 kind of, because I feel like a lot of people kind of know that style of training, but it was group training, high intensity. But he was definitely doing it right, how he organized it. So I learned a lot from him, not only the business side, but he worked with a lot of pro golfers, and my background in kicking and punting, there's a lot of correlation with that, with rotation and things like that. So I learned a lot of practical stuff on the science side and the structure of programming, things like that, through him. And then once I got my bachelor's, I went on and started doing my certifications so that I could start training, and then just kept doing continuing education after that. And then, yeah, moved out to California in San Diego, started working with John Carney out there, learned a lot from him as well. And that's kind of where I started building my clientele base and kind of got to where I am today with my training. So long story short, I just kind of always was around sports because of that, was always in the weight room, really found comfort in what I did in the weight room, was very excited and had a passion for that. So I went into the personal training field after college and continuing to do it now.
Awesome. Yeah, I touched on that just a tad. I glad you brought up the Tulsa Fitness Systems and your start there and everything that you experienced there. I had forgotten about that. And I had talked about how you started venturing into the expertise of what you do now when you're in your free agency time and all your experiences during that time. And so all that knowledge that you bring forward, I know that you have within Jones Performance, I know you have obviously the specialty for the kickers and the punters, and kickers are athletes. So tell us a little bit about that program, and then we'll dive into all the aspects of like fitness and JP team and all of that. So what exactly is kickers are athletes?
Yeah, so that was kind of my niche, obviously playing. I was kicker mainly. I didn't really punt much, but did field goal and kickoffs through high school, really started in middle school, then through high school, played in college. And then even at the professional level, was very briefly with the Bears and another minor league team, essentially. So obviously with all that experience with kicking, I then started to notice a little lack of, I guess, it was definitely on the virtual side, but lack of knowledge on how to train a kicker and punter in the strength and conditioning world. Because there's plenty of kicking coaches like for on the field stuff, but I wanted to focus more in the strength and conditioning world in the gym. So that's where I kind of found my niche. So I can now share, you know, my perspective and knowledge and experiences on how to train a kicker. And the name kind of came out of, because I've been playing sports, I played soccer and ran track and things like that. I was more of an athlete. The cliche is the kicker on the team and not being an athlete. And
right.
I was one of the most athletic
absolutely. Yeah.
In that position. But so that's kind of where the name came from. And that's kind of where I tie into the kickers are athletes, of training like an athlete, because we are an athlete. And kind of got behind that idea of like, well, not only kickers, they need to train like athletes, but I hate to say general population, because it's like, they're like, you have your athletes and then other people, like, but
all of
I'm
us
talking
other
about,
people.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Guys are in a certain category.
Yeah. But they need to train like athletes. If they're looking for peak performance, whether you're competitive or not. So that's kind of where the kickers are athletes came from, is kickers are athletes. And you are starting to see, like, you look at some of these backstories of some NFL guys like Younghoe Koo or even Justin Tucker, like some of the top guys in the league. You should see some of their high school film of, like, they were legit athletes playing cornerback or, you know, a DB position. They're fast, they're quick, they got hands. So it just kind of goes to show that some of those kickers are athletes and we need to train like one.
I believe it. I've heard you talks for so many years about that, and the importance of being a well-rounded athlete only, you know, ups the game when you're on the field as a kicker and punter. So no, I totally believe what you're saying on that, And I love the name Kickers Are Athletes. I think it's such a great niche. It sounds like that you're have a way of, you know, from experience and then from all your training too, that you have a way to train the athletes so they can know what to do to keep themselves. I mean, staying healthy is like a major part of the game, right? So to train in a smart way.
Right. Exactly. It's to me now getting into more like the JP team and kind of where that started is I started with non-athletes when I started training and kind of created this JP team group in person. And that's how I have my virtual group classes, I guess you could say, online. But it started with having this idea of, and I think I read about it somewhere or listened to a podcast or something, but they were talking about how the standard of like high performance are these, you know, NFL athletes or major league soccer athlete or whatever athlete there is,
right?
Training a certain way to move the most optimal within and have the best quality of movement. So, and that's a lot of that's a goal for a lot of people as they age and get older of how do I get to my potential of quality of movement? So when I'm 80 or 90 years old, I can still do the things like certain right. hobbies that I want to do, or even just to get up off the couch and independently walk. Mm-hmm. I think that starts now at a younger age.
Okay, so let's jump into more on JP team. So it's so cool, the work that you've done with athletes and the expertise that you bring to their training. But for all of us other people that really want, you know, the longevity and to feel good in our bodies, all that we can be doing for our fitness, jump into JP team a little bit and share with me some of the things that the methodologies and the things that you bring to that type of training that you do.
Yeah. So the JP team program that I have started with this group training that I did in person. And it was more of a small group. And then eventually I made it an online program so I could kind of reach out to more people that were interested in this type of training. But basically the idea, just like the Kickers Are Athletes of, yeah, they're not seen as athletes, but we need to train like an athlete to perform at a higher level with that specific skill. The same kind of applies to, if you don't consider yourself as an athlete, well, we can still train like one. And, you know, maybe you don't have the same goals that align with, you know, I want to be able to run the fastest or, you know, jump the highest. You don't have to have the specific goals, but if we kind of follow the same methodologies and programming as, you know, an elite athlete or whatever it is, then what you're doing is improving your quality of movement, your coordination, your rhythm, things that are going to make you more athletic, which mm-hmm. then translate into the real world of daily life of, you know, how you walk upstairs or how you catch yourself from a fall or things that are not in ideal situations, how to kind of protect yourself. And not only that, but like when you get on top of this stuff, when you're younger, when you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and you're making this a priority of your life of training like an athlete, right. Which I know that can sound intimidating, but I can kind of explain more in a little bit. But when you get down to when you're 80 or 90 years old, and your quality of movement changes, your physiology changes. When you get older, you get more stiff and less elastic. Well, you really set yourself up for success, when you start that training at a younger age, because then when you're 80 and 90, you can now, you know, be a little more confident and be able to do the things you want to do. Like you have, if you have certain hobbies you like to do, or you want to independently walk up the stairs or get up off the couch or go on walk, like whatever that is, because that really does affect your well-being. And I'm sure you talk about that in some of your programs and things, but that stuff can really set you up for success on, can we build, you know, get to your potential and whatever that base is, Can we get there? And then by the time you're 80 and 90, you still get to live the life you want to live. Like I said, if it's certain hobbies or just being able to get around the house or whatever it is.
Right, right. Totally. That's what I love about how you teach, how you coach, and how you train. So I'm familiar. I started on your JP classes, both your in-person and online. And I noticed immediately a difference in, and I've been into fitness and worked out my entire life, but I started noticing a difference in, I think you call it like quality of movement, in like my range of motion, and then in teaching.
This is also what it is too, is, and I can't remember where I read this, or it just put things into perspective of like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But basically, I think, I can't remember who it was, but they talked about how at a certain age, eventually, especially if you're not in sports,
right,
eventually you stop like doing skipping and hopping and jumping.
Yes.
And you know, sprinting, like those are things you do in like PE, like when you're in middle school or high school or even younger than that. But eventually you stop doing those things, and then you start to see basically, you know, more injuries pop up, or like chronic things pop up, or you just don't move efficiently. So it's really just kind of going back to those basics of like what you used to do in PE class, like jumping jacks and skipping and bounding and different movements like that, of really more quick twitch type movements. Keeping that present in your training really makes a difference for a lot of people. Because then that's kind of the what makes you a little more durable, as far as like what I talked about earlier of like catching yourself on a fall.
Yes.
You know, if you're not training a certain way, you might not have the capacity to move quick enough to catch yourself. Or, I mean, these are just little examples, but they can be pricey examples if you don't take care of them. You fall down when you're 80 years old, break your hip. Well, you probably could have prevented that fall.
Yeah, right.
And not gone to the ER. And you know what I mean? So
100%.
It's really just getting back to those foundational stuff that we used to do in PE class, and doing and continuing to do it as we age. And I did a certification just recent last month.
Uh-huh.
And one thing that was really interesting to me is it brought up this, basically these different lifespans.
Okay.
And it kind of plays into what we're talking about right now, but we have our lifespan, which is obviously the years that we are living from when we were born to when we're, when we die. Then we have our health span, which is we're alive and healthy, but we're not reliant on anything. So what I mean by that is like if certain drugs or like, say we're in like a coma and we have to rely on this, you know, something to keep us alive and healthy.
Yeah.
So that's our health span. And then this one is what I thought was interesting, is our play span. And this is basically like what hobbies we like to do, like playing pickup soccer or basketball or pickleball is a big craze now.
Yeah.
But things that we like to do active, meaning playing or competitive. And the average age was 35 is when it ended. And I thought that was kind of surprising, but it does make sense because in today's world, I mean, you see the statistics of obesity and people not moving as much as they used to and things like that.
Right.
It kind of makes sense, but the age was kind of shocking because, I mean, 35 is a pretty young age.
Yeah.
To, you know, stop doing these things. So when you stop doing some of these, like I said, what you used to do in PE of the skipping, jumping, things like that, you start to see, again, that quality of movement and chronic pains and things popping up a lot quicker. So it's really how well can we extend this play span past that age 35? The longer you can, you know, the older age you can have that, I think the better. And hopefully it doesn't end, but I mean, obviously we have limits, but I just thought that was interesting of that young of an age.
That is, yeah. I'm surprised too. That is really young. So here's what I hope listeners are hearing. This is definitely what I'm hearing from you. And I hope that listeners get from at least one of the takeaways that they get from this is that a lot of times, especially if people haven't been into, if they haven't played sports or they haven't, or they did, and then they just never have done anything since then, or they aren't into fitness, or they don't like going to the gym, or they don't, you know, they're just, it's just not part of their lifestyle habit. What I hope that they, one of the takeaways that they get from what you're saying is that the movement, the work, when you talk about workout, like with on your JP team program, which is also online now, right? You can do it online.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. So is that, yeah, you can, it can be all that, like when you think of traditional workout, what they might visualize as a traditional workout, but essentially really what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for success for everyday activities, for moving, like you said, not falling down, doing an activity that you enjoy as you age. I mean, it really, you can break it down to just the reason you want to do it is for simple reasons like that, right?
No, exactly. And that's the whole goal. And it really comes down to personal goals. Some people's goals aren't that of, well, I don't really care what I'm doing when I'm 80 or 90, but some people that is very important to them. And, and maybe their life doesn't line up to that right now. But things could change. Like, you know, I do want that. And I'm trying to give kind of a path of like, well, this is the smart, safe way to do it, of getting on that path of being functional when you're older. So that, I mean, it's just kind of depends on certain goals of what people want from their lives, of that play span, essentially, that right. We talked about. So
that play span, that's really interesting. And that's so true. Because, and especially when you were talking about, like, we quit doing a lot of these, like jumping, skipping, we quit doing those things. At some point in life, we don't do those anymore. And I will say that.
I mean, I'll say, like, when you go walk into a commercial gym and just, I mean, observe what are people doing in there. I feel like it's always been like this, but it's more of like this body weight, or I mean, not body weight, but body lifting style of like training, where let's just do some squats and get on some machines, and like we do need to have heavy loads,
right?
We do need to train, you know, 80% up of like the of our like intensity or max, so we do need to move heavy loads,
okay?
We need to move lightweight fast, because that'll train that quick twitch, and we need to move our body fast. And what I mean by the lightweight fast is, well, exactly what I am saying is, an example that I've had you do recently is, we're going really light on bench press, but I want you to move that thing as fast as we can.
Really push punch
and
that.
And it's having a certain intent with that. Like, obviously you can just kind of half-ass that and just barely move the bar, but the point is to move it as fast as you can to train these quick twitch muscle fibers, which, again, we tend to, you know, not focus on when we're training. We just kind of do these traditional movements, just slow movements. And then the other thing was move your body fast. That's what I mean with the skipping, the sprinting, and there's ways around it of like, if you don't like running, kind of have to brainstorm of like, there's other ways to get the same adaptation, but being able to move your body fast as well, where we can start training and making those tendons and muscle fibers get those adaptations that we want with the quick twitch and the elasticity, because those are the things that tend to slowly go away as we age, and we want to keep that present as long as we can as we age.
Okay.
I mean, eventually, it naturally, that's just how it works. You get a little more sticky and stiff.
Yeah.
You don't move as well, but if we can keep those qualities for longer, that's where you get a lot more benefit as you age.
Got it. So the JP team, that's super valuable. So you, although you don't do that in person anymore, but you do have online options, right? And I found it, you know what I loved about JP team is that, here's the thing. I don't want to think about it. I want someone to just tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I open the app and then this is what I start with. I mean, it's so easy to follow, because it's, and then it's really easy to be efficient with, you know, if you step in the gym, I look at it and you just boom, 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 go. So it takes all the guesswork. If, like, if you walk in to the gym yourself and you're thinking, okay, what am I going to do today? Well, I could do some upper body. I guess I could do a little lower body. I mean, you just start kind of grabbing and trying things and doing things, but this gives you, like, you know, is it 5 days a week on JP team? What is it?
Yeah, it's Monday to Friday. Okay. We kind of go through different phases of training and just kind of different periodization. But yeah, that's the one thing. And that's how, why I started the kickers or athletes thing, is because I saw, and it's the same thing with, you know, my non-athletes, of you see people walking in the gym and they don't have a plan.
Right.
And if you're serious about your goals, then you do need to have a strategy and plan, or else you're just kind of doing that guesswork of, oh, I think I'll do this, hoping that it'll, you know, do something. But that's, I mean, it's just what's the word I'm looking for? I'm blanking. But it makes the whole process easier, where you can walk 100%. Into a gym and you know exactly what you're doing. Totally. And you don't have to think about it. It's just there and ready. And the software that I use is called Train Heroic, but it's really easy to use. On, it'll tell you your sets and reps. It will give you, you know, high quality videos showing you the technique. It'll give you, you know, the coaching cues and instructions on each thing. So it's a great platform to use, and just the convenience of it, of just walking to the gym, you have it, you know what to do. Because it's really up to me of kind of where I'm guiding you with the methodology of what we're doing for that month and mm-hmm. things like that. So all you have to worry about is just show up and put some effort in.
I love that. No, I loved JP team. Now, also, I know you don't have as many openings. You're really select on how many spots you have, but you also offer one-on-one coaching, not only for your athletes, both, you know, from every level up to the pro level, but also for individuals that are just, you know, fitness enthusiasts wanting to really level up their, you know, level up their fitness. And so you offer one-on-one, and mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing right now. And I love it. I mean, literally, like when I say I love it, like it's so great. It's, again, on that app, super easy to follow, but, that's been a really fun transition to go from JP team into one-on-one, because I already was, like, my body was already, like, trained and kind of familiar with a lot of the movements and the things that you had been teaching. And so, but you do offer one-on-one to a limited number of people too, as well. Correct?
Yeah. So the JP team is more of like a general program, I guess you could say. The one-on-one training is all, that's going to be like custom programming. We're doing an assessment to see kind of where your movement quality is with your functional movement patterns, and then where your mobility is. And then that's where I start to custom make this program that fits not only your goals, but what you can do, what equipment you have, things like that.
Very cool.
But yeah, I keep that limited just because, mainly because of my attention. I keep it to five people, and because I've kind of found if I go more than five, people start to lose some of my attention, and then you lose some of the quality of what I'm trying to give to that client. So I like it, keeping it on a smaller group, so I can manage that a lot better, so there's more value to that. So
right. Well, I do love it. So can you segue into talking about what you kind of already touched on, but do you mind if you talk about mobility? I know you have programs specifically for mobility. In my opinion, they are so freaking affordable. It's crazy. But talk about mobility, because, again, I think that's an area that often gets overlooked, but is so valuable to our quality of life. So what can you share with us about mobility?
Yeah. So basically, I mean, just to, I guess, cause it's commonly gets confused of like mobility and flexibility and kind of what's the difference. basically mobility is going to be the ability for a joint to move actively. So you're owning these ranges of motion, versus flexibility is the ability of a joint or series joint to move within, I guess, a certain range of motion, but more passively. So mobility, obviously, you break down the word, the ability to move. It's more of owning these ranges of motion, and you get a lot of, you know, obviously performance benefits out of it, because it does affect your training and how you move. But yeah, I have a couple mobility programs that they're marketed for kickers and punters, but they're really good for anybody, because we're targeting the hips, the spine, and getting this motion that we need, control, the body control that we need. So I do market it towards the kickers and punters, but really anybody. You actually did one of them.
I did. And it, you
know, it's about anybody.
Yeah, you have what, 1.0 and then 2.0 or something like that. I did the first one.
Yeah. And when you break it down of, I guess, the importance of mobility, I don't want to say if you had a pyramid, and I don't want to say most important to least important, but kind of like where you usually need to start at the bottom of the pyramid, mobility. If you don't have the mobility yet, then we can't go to the next step of stability. We need to be mobile and then stable, and then we get to the endurance training, and then the strength, and then the power. So it kind of goes within that, that scale, that pyramid. Like I said, I don't want to say least important, the most important, but mobility is the point of what I'm saying is the mobility is that foundation of your training. So if we lack mobility, then we're not going to be able to perform these other qualities that we need to perform.
Okay. Well, and you've really helped me a ton understand. I always understood flexibility, which I've never been that flexible. I've always had to work like hard just to touch my toes. You know, it's been a big deal. But mobility, the way you've worked that into that program, it really, the way it feels on my end is just like it opens up your, it just feels better. Your body opens up and it just seems to move better. Like, as you get better at the mobility routine. So
yeah. And you've heard me say it, motion is lotion. The more we move, the better we feel. So
I love that. That's so true. It's so true. So true. Okay. So let's wrap up and let's talk about recovery, because not enough attention. In my opinion. You say what? Is it one of your favorites?
Yeah. Just because I don't think people talk about it enough.
Yes, I agree.
You think about the time of, when do we recover? Well, we only train for, I don't know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes to an hour of the day. There's 24 hours in a day. So what are you doing outside of that hour? Like, you can't just rely on that hour of training to fix all your problems. So this is why that's why I love this topic.
Oh, then take it away. Tell us what you want to share with us today on in regards to recovery.
Well, what I just explained, we have to focus a lot more on the recovery aspect, and what those three main things are is nutrition, your lifestyle, and stress. And stress as it pertains more to your training of what you're doing with your programming. There's kind of a topic within the lifestyle about stress, but when I say nutrition, lifestyle, stress, the stress is what I mean of like, how hard are we really pushing it in the weight room? Are we having a balance throughout the week? Because if we're going, you know, as hard as we can every day, eventually your body's going to give out because it just can't handle that workload. So the stress, the lifestyle, this is going to be coming down to like habits, how you deal with stress as it pertains to real life problems, which I know you talk a lot about, but, you know, I talk to a lot of college students, high school students, student athletes, and you know, something that they struggle with at times is like, man, I got a bad grade on my test. It's a problem you can't run away from because it's just there. So how do you deal with that stress? Because it is going to affect your performance and your recovery. Right. So how do we deal with stress? What are our daily habits? Are we sitting all day? Are we moving around all day? how are we standing throughout the day, things like that. And then nutrition. Mm-hmm. So nutrition, that's obviously definitely in the runnings of most important. But what are we consuming? What are we putting in our bodies? Yeah. The timing of when we're eating, things like that are obviously going to affect your performance. Are we getting enough fluids? Things like that. But you have to think all of the, and the lifestyle is really the most important one. But all of these three topics kind of all support and revolve around each other of how well we can recover. But nutrition, lifestyle, and stress as it pertains to how much training we're doing and things like that. Mm-hmm. Those are the top three things that we need to, I guess, and that can be a whole other podcast if you wanted to.
I was going
to
say that, right?
That's a whole other topic, but you know, understanding these things on how to recover is really important.
I agree. And could I get you to commit now that you'll come back and talk about recovery in depth on another episode? Yeah. Because I do, I see that. I think that you're spot on when you say that, I included myself in that we don't understand the process of what recovery means, what it is, and how we could actually, we spend the time doing the training, doing the workout, but then all the other things that we need to be doing in, I guess what you're calling the recovery phase, that could be like supporting that. And so I definitely would love for you to come back and talk more about that in detail. So
yeah, of course. Okay.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, is there anything else that you just are burning to share with our listeners when it comes to, you know, fitness and all this that we've been talking about?
Really just, this is more of kind of a personal goal of mine, but just kind of staying ahead with my training and doing everything I can now so I set up a future that I want later. Wow. I heard this one guy, he's a dad, so I have a almost 2-year-old and then another one on the way. But this dad, he has a couple kids, and he's like, my goal is not to be the strongest guy or you know, be this meathead dad and lift weights. Like, by the time my kid's 18, I still want to be kicking his ass in every sport we're playing. And I'm like, yeah, I want that too. I want to be as athletic as I can as I age and get older and you know, do those fun things because I like to compete. So if that is your goal, then I do think, you know, the JP team or programming that I have would be a good fit, because that's kind of what that's focusing on is setting yourself up for success in the future. Right. And training like an athlete, I know that can sound intimidating because you're automatically thinking you have to train like a, who's some freak athlete, like
do 2-a-days.
Who?
Or do 2-a-days.
Yeah, doing 2-a-days or something. Like we're not doing anything crazy. No. It's just having a smarter, again, methodology to the programming of how mm-hmm. we're balancing everything out with not only movement patterns, but adding in things that traditionally aren't in programs, like rotation and quick twitch movements and things like that.
I agree. And I think that's what makes this such a universal and such a benefit type of program for people is all of that, because it's honestly, it's like big picture fitness, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like the macro and the micro, and they all work together. So, okay. So how can people find you if they want to work with you?
Really the best way is just the website, www.jonesperformance.
Okay. We'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah. So you can put that in, and then Instagram, I always respond. People ask questions all the time on there, and I always respond and help out where I can. But those website and then Instagram are really the best two ways.
Sounds great. I know on your Instagram too, for those listening, his Instagram, if you're also looking for like, you know, videos, I know today you had shared a mobility circuit that is really easy to follow. So, definitely go take a look at the Instagram, follow Joan's performance, because there's so much, you put so much information there. Yes, a lot is geared for kickers and punters, but also a lot of that translates over and you share stuff that's in regards to, you know, the general population and the mobility and the general workouts. So you guys go give it a follow as well and check out those videos. So, all right, well, I'll put all that in the show notes. So if you didn't catch it or write it down or whatever, don't stress. It'll be below in the show notes. So Redford, thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. This is fun. This is fun. I probably had too much fun. So thank you so much for doing this. And yeah, so this will come out in October, and all this month we're focusing on health and wellness. And so be sure and give this episode a like, a share, pass it on, because everybody needs to know about this way that they can improve their own quality of life. All right. Thanks, Redford, so much for coming on.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it.